things in your life that you cannot climb over, you cannot go around, you cannot go through, but in His name, He can remove them and cast them into the sea. My Lord can make your life, which is rough and rugged, He can smooth it out, and you can walk on a highway with our Lord. This is my God. This is my Christ. I love Him. I don't know how many years I have left, but the ones that I have left, I want them to count the fullest extent for Him. You see, He's my elder brother. He represents me before God the Father. He's my Savior. He redeems me and He sets me free. And I love Him. I love Him because He does things that I cannot do. Let me share this with you. I was on a plane going to California one time. And I was running late as usual. Two seats right near the in the exit of the plane. I sat down there. And a little bit here came a man and sat down beside me. He had been drinking a little bit. Okay, I didn't even speak to him. I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want to, you know, suffer the aroma. But after a while, we were over the city of Amarillo. And I'm telling you a true story. The city of Amarillo, and he looked down and said, "That's Amarillo." Well, I'd been over it before, and I said, "You're right." Well, by that time, they were serving the evening meal, and we had our evening meal. And after the evening meal, then he turned to me, and he said, "I saw what you did." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I saw what you did." He said, "I saw you bow your head, and you quietly gave thanks unto God for the food that was before you." I said, "You're exactly right." He said, "Isn't it paradoxical that you and I are sitting here in the same seat?" And he held up his hand. He had a ring on it, and it was the ring of a rattlesnake. He said, "You see, I'm a servant of Him. I'm a servant of Him." I said, "Well, why don't you tell me about it?" That's back in those days, we didn't hear much about devil worship. I said, "Why don't you tell me about it?" He said, "14 years ago, I sold my soul unto Satan. Unreservedly, lock, stock, and barrel." He said, "He promised me that things were going to be good, that I'd have all the money I wanted, you know, the wealth of this world and whatever it took." And I happened to think in my mind, yes, I know another man who faced that same kind of a temptation a long time ago in the area of Jerusalem, you know, down to Jericho, really. But he didn't take it. And this man took it. He said, 14 years I've served Him. I've honored Him. And he said, "I'm still His servant." He told me all about it. I said, "Well, how's it worked out?" He said, "Well, I've lost one job after another." He said, "I've had to divorce my wife. They won't even let me see my children." On down the line. I said, "It hadn't worked out so well, has it?" And after I listened to him, I said, "I have listened to your story. Now, how about you listening to mine? Let me tell you about the Christ that I know, the Son of the living God." And I started talking to him about Jesus. It wasn't long until he said, "I got to get up." And he got up and he went to the restroom and he came back. And he told me this, I don't know where it's true or not, but he told me this before I started on him. He said, "That little boy that came over a while ago," and he said, "you were sitting right next to the door," and he started to reach up and take hold of that handle and open that door. He said, "Now that's the way the devil works." He said, "If he had taken hold of that handle and opened it," said, "you didn't even have your seatbelt fastened, and you would have reached out to grab that little boy in order to save him, and that I would." He said the repercussions of that would have pulled you both right out of this plane. I didn't know that much about it, but that's what he told me. And he was the one that stopped the boy. When he got back from the restroom, and there were three sailors sitting over there, and they were listening to what's going on. You said, "Brother Corbin, weren't you ashamed to even be talking there in front of those sailors and all those people?" No, my friend, if there were a million people here tonight, I'd tell them about my Jesus. Because, see, He saved me from an atheistic life and destruction. And I love Him for it. He came back and I kept talking to him. And finally he told me, he said, I can't be saved. He said, I have sinned. I've gone too far. I've sinned against God. He said, God will not forgive me. And I turned to him and I said, who told you that? I said, I can tell you who told you that. The devil told you that. And he's a father of lies, and he is a liar. My God will forgive you if you will confess your sins and you genuinely want to be redeemed. He said, do you think he would? I said, I know he would. I said, let's just have prayer. Right there, that plane just flying along. We're coming into Los Angeles a little bit. I said, bow your head. We're going to pray. When I started to pray for him, a lot of times God reveals to me things. And I saw a great steel bar over him. It was at least 5 feet long. It was at least this thick, about 10 inches wide. And I reached down and tried to pick it up. But you see, I couldn't pick it up. He took hold of it and tried to push it off. But you see, he couldn't push it off. And I began to pray and I said, God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, who shed his blood that we might have everlasting life and men might be redeemed and set free, I'm asking you to set this man free in your name, to your glory. And I saw two great hands come down and they took hold of that ends of that bar and they began to push it together, and after a while it snapped. He turned to me and he said, something's happened. I said, I know something's happened because my Lord has set you free. You see, Jesus specializes in setting people free from the kingdom of the devil. And beloved, if your sins are forgiven, you ought to shout to the high heavens and praise God about it. They think Pentecostals are a little noisy, but I can tell you this. I can go to a University of Oklahoma football game where the Sooners are playing and they score a touchdown and maybe 70,000 people stand on their feet yelling and hollering about it. Well, I can tell you I got something even greater than that to yell and to shout about it, because Jesus has set me free. And not only sets me free, but he sets other people free, and that's something I cannot do. But my Lord can do it. Hallelujah. His power is wonderful and glorious, and he can endue with the power that you need to get the job done. It's time that we get mobilized and begin to march for our Lord. My friends, I'm headed for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm on the winning side. How about you? You want to praise him? You love him? Raise your hand and talk to him. Tell him you love him. Praise him. He's a great Savior. He loves you. He gave his life for you. Hallelujah. He redeems you. This is the battle that we're in. This is the work that the Lord wants us to do, to win people into his kingdom. He gave his life for it. Our main mission has got to be winning souls for the cause of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. You talk about running through a troop and jumping over the wall. The anointing of the Lord can take hold of that temple of yours. Your body is a temple of the living God. He dwells on the inside. He's all powerful. Hallelujah. And my friend, he could do it. He can transform. He can make a way when there is no way. Praise his holy name. Thank the Lord. Is there a person in this congregation who has not committed your life unto him? Any person. God will save you right here. Is a person here that you need some help? You need some help. You don't have to tell me what it is, but you need some help from the Lord in your personal life. You raise your hand. God bless your heart. Yes. 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 I'm raising mine too, my friend. We all stand in the need of help of God. You know what I believe? I believe that every person who raised your hand when we pray about it, my God is big enough to take care of that need wherever you are. You believe that?
Yes.
Amen. You believe it?
Amen.
Then let's raise our hand and pray for these people who raise your hand and you believe the Lord. He will open the way. Praise God. We're not serving a dead God. We're serving a living, powerful God who can come in and transform us. And it can solve the problems and make the way when there is no way. Who can lift up the valleys and bring the mountains down. And we're asking you to take care of every need of every person who raised their hands. Hallelujah. They raise the hand representing a need. And your anointing comes in from the throne of God and lets them know that everything's going to be all right.